All right, Wednesday evening, 2/2/22. And you may laugh at this, but anyway, this is the title. I'm your Huckleberry. I knew I'd get a grimace out of him, but I don't care. I know what I'm doing here. Okay. I'm your Huckleberry. 1 Timothy 6. Verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. All right, the word fight there means to struggle, literally to compete for a prize, figuratively to contend with an adversary, or generally to endeavor to accomplish something. Now, I've been awakened a couple of times over the last few days, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, just experiencing things you don't want. And the first reaction is, okay, what now? What have I done now? Why is this happening to me? You know, that's just a natural reaction. Well, the Lord said to me, you're viewing it wrong. Because, you know, Peter said, don't think it's strange. The fiery trial that is to try you, though something strange happened unto you. But know that you're partakers of Christ's sufferings. In fact, let's just look at that, because that's a very good scripture. I didn't have that one down. This is 1 Peter 4:12. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Like, what? But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. All right. This is what the Lord said to me. The Lord said that I was looking at it wrong. Instead of immediately trying to find out what I did or didn't do or should have done, I should immediately go to Gun Zone. This must be movie night. Gun Zone. Top Gun. Gun Zone. What do I mean by that? It means I should know by now that I'm well, I'm complete in him, and he will not wake me up in pain to talk to me about something that I did wrong. He doesn't use those kind of things to talk to you. He doesn't use those kind of things to try to tell you you've done something wrong if you missed it. It's been my experience. He just tells you right out straight. The devil's the one, is the sneaky snake that does those kind of things, not God. So get that kind of thinking out of your head. All right. He just said to me that I should look at it that as a militant in his intercessor army, I should see it as a sign to step up and say, Lord, I'm your Huckleberry. A Huckleberry means I'm your man. It means I'm ready to fight. Val Kilmer, he was sick with TB, but I'm telling you what, they needed him. He didn't care how he felt. I'm your Huckleberry. Couldn't get it out of my mind. All right. The devil throws deterrents, and he would not be throwing deterrents, especially if you jumped your game up as far as praying in the Spirit. He would not throw a deterrent at you unless you were a threat. Yeah. Evidently, you're bringing down strongholds. Just look at what's happening in our nation. 100,000 truckers. It's going all over the world. People are backing down. Governments are saying no more mandates. We give. I mean, this is happening right now. God is helping us take our country back. He's been waiting on us all along to do this. But as frontline soldiers, what do? We have to pray in these things. All right. we should look that the devil always throws up deterrents. So you can't let those things stop you. It's just, you're a threat to him. Do you think that God would say, pray in an army of intercessors and you weren't included in that bunch? You know, I think about soldiers and how they put them out there on the line. And sometimes they go, I know I've heard Mary talking about some of Michael's training when he was in the military. She said they go, they put them through sleep deprivation. They go through all kinds of things and leave them out there. Just let them. How are they going to learn? That's how they learn. That's how they learn that they're going to get the job done, whether or not we get to sleep tonight or we don't get to sleep tonight, or we get to, you know, do what we need to do, eat. Philippians 1:28. This is the Amplified, and this is one of my favorite scriptures out of the Amplified Bible. And do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries, for such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign, proof and seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God. He wouldn't be throwing his deterrents out. What do they do? What does the devil do? What do we see in the world he's trying to do right now to get our focus off of what the truckers are doing? Here we got this cold, massive Arctic front coming through all these states. False flags. False flags. What does that do? It tries to get you off of looking where you need to be targeting on something else. That's what they use. Classic. All right? I said, okay, Lord, I'm your huckleberry. I'm your man. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready for the enemy to go down. All right? All right, the thing about truckers is there, you cut them truckers off, you cut off everything. This is what makes our world go around, get supply. That's going to have to change. We're going to have to go back to what our, probably not our parents, or our, maybe our grandparents did. Yeah, I think my grandparents, they were ranchers. Lived out in the country, had land, grew food, had chickens, had milk cows. You know, doing those kind of things. All right. Instead of farming everything out. All right. It affects their food supply too, though. If nothing's getting in and out. I watched a short video today where all these police officers in Ottawa were trying to get these truckers. They're telling them. We're talking, I don't know how many miles it is now, long. They're going to arrest all of them. And they said, we're not here to do anything wrong. We just want to talk to the leaders about what they're doing, and we're not going to take the mandates and this stuff anymore. And you guys, we're not against you. In fact, you ought to join with us. And whatever, from what I understand, they left and there was no arrest. None. So they're showing that they're not Antifa, like deep state plan, sending these MAGA impersonators and have them start burning things and tearing things up. It's been peaceful across the board, and there has not been anything like that. And that's why I was probably up this morning praying. I felt like it was for the truckers, that for their safety and their success. God has raised them up at this time to do this very thing. That's why, from what I understand, the National Guard has been distributed all around. They're supposed to supply food and water to people, residences and different things if they come into, you know, those kind of places. God's got it all figured out. But we got to do our part. And you know, we're at the end game. It's not going to be a carnival. It's not going to be, you know, always easy, but it is possible. All right. The whole world is rallying together in this, and it's amazing to watch. This is what the white hats have been waiting for. Been wondering why? Nobody seems to, everything's so slow going. They're waiting on us. The people are the ones. It's supposed to be a government, we the people, for the people, by the people, to stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore. And this is what's happening. All right. You know, people just have to pray about what part the Lord would have them to do. Now, I'm not a trucker, and I probably wouldn't do what they're doing, but we're on the front lines praying. And to me, that is probably one of the most important things there is taking out demonic strongholds. Diffusing situations. The Lord's showing you, well, you know, they're going to meet some blockades, and I need you to clear those blockades out of the way. Isn't that what spiritual mapping is? What the Lord's been talking to us about all year, basically? Yeah. All right. The point is, we're at the tipping point right here. Yeah. The last battle for humanity for 1,000 years. Just think about it. We're at the end. Okay, we've been asking the Lord to raise up an army of intercessors. Well, He will. But we are three of those intercessors. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing. That's what we'll continue to do. All right? There's many more, many more. There's going to take a lot. And it's my prayer, Lord, raise up these people. Shake them awake. If they can't do anything else, they can pray and stand in the gap. All right. This is Ezekiel 22:30. Stand in the gap. Find Ezekiel. Where will you be? There it is. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that it should not destroy it. But I found none. Don't let that be us in this day, for sure. In the Strong's, gap means a break. Yeah. There have been lots of breaks in the line. So this is where the intercessors come in and fill in these breaks. We're to be ready day and night to step up and say, Lord, I'm your huckleberry. I want to read some warfare scriptures. First, I want to look at the book of Nehemiah. You know, I believe in consistency lies the power. It's not the big things you do once in a while, but it's the little consistent things that you do every day. It's where your power lies. It looked like Nehemiah and his bunch were, they were definitely a minority. We're going to start with chapter 3 here. It says, then Elishab, the high priest, arose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it, set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia. They sanctified unto the tower of Hananel. So they were sent to go and rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zachar the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hanesanah build, or I guess that's how you say it, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth the son of Urijah the son of Kaz. And next unto them repaired Meshullam the son of Berechiah the son of Meshezabel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Bana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles but put not their necks to the work of their Lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, Meshullam, the son of Besodiah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Meronothite, the men of Gibeon of Mizpah, unto the throne of the governor on this side the river. Next unto him repaired Uziel the son of Harhiah of the goldsmith. Next unto him also repaired Hananiah, the son of one of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. And next unto them repaired Rephaiah, the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jedidiah, the son of Harumph, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabniah. Malchijah, the son of Harim, and Hashbub, the son of Bahath Moab, repaired the other piece in the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalom, the son of Helohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanan and the inhabitants of Zanoah. They built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Mahalchiah, the son of Rahab, the ruler, a part of Beth Hakarim. He built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the foundation repaired Shalom, the son of Kol-Hoza, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And the wall of the pool of Shiloah by the king's garden unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Beth-Sur, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum, the son of Bani. Next unto him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah, or Keilah in his part. After him repaired their brethren, Bavi, the son of Henadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah. And next to him repaired Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah. Another piece over against the going up to the army at the turning of the wall. After him Barak, the son of Zabi, earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall to the door of the house Elishab, the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Koz, another piece from the door of the house of Elishab, even to the end of the house of Elishab. And after him repaired the priest, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Hashbub over against their house, or Hashub. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, by his house. After him repaired Benui, the son of Henadad, another piece from the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Palal, the son of Uzi, over against the turning of the wall and the tower which lieth out from the king's high house. That was by the court of the prison. And after Pedadiah, the son of Parash, moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel unto the place over against the water gate toward the east and the tower that lieth out. After them, the Tekoites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate repaired the priest, everyone over against his house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Imri, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan, the sixth son of Zelaph, and another piece. And after him repaired Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, over against his chamber. After him repaired Malachiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims and of the merchants over against the gate, Mithgad, and to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner unto the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? In other words, you're just a little smattering of nobodies. You can't do anything. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubble which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Always trying to discredit. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. These officers, they were intimidating, Nazi attitudes is the way they were. The truckers were, hey, man, you know, we're fellow citizens. We just want our freedoms. Something they said and their peaceful approach and the way they acted did something. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provided thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. They said, Lord, we be your huckleberry. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. They were filling in the gaps. They weren't laughing anymore at them and making fun of them anymore. And conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and this there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places which ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I set even the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. It came to pass. In other words, let's point our warfare in the right direction. Not, Lord, what's the deal? What's wrong now? What have I done wrong? All this mess. Don't waste time on giving the devil any credit that he is able to do anything. We've got to target all of our energies at the enemy and what he's doing. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. It came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows, and the habergeons, or whatever you call them, habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one laid his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large. We are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. What started in Canada is now going around the world. The gaps were too far apart to be effective. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise at the same time said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I nor my brethren nor my servants nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. All right. Can the Lord count on you? No matter when he may call upon you. Like I said, I don't believe you get attacked just for no reason. There's because you have become a threat. And we need to know that. We need to know how to do warfare properly and not be dismayed and not be like Peter said, what in the world is happening to me? All right. Anytime, day and night, can the Lord say to you, are you my huckleberry? All right, I'm going to look at some scriptures here. These are warfare scriptures. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. I don't know what translation this is. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Submit yourselves therefore to God, James 4:7. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. 1 John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. You know, I'll explain to you about, I forget the prophetess that was praying for that other lady and saw this spirit come in, and she came in and she saw in the spirit what was happening, and she helped and undergirded this other intercessor to, you know, right the situation. We're not helpless or powerless here. 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. That's 2 Corinthians 11:14. This is Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hebrews 2:14. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. You shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. The devil is a deceiver. Don't let him get you when you do wake up and whatever's coming against you. Do not let the devil get you off on a tangent trying to figure out what am I supposed to do. Just immediately say, okay, Lord, I'm up. And I'm going to do whatever you need or require of me. Whoever you need me to pray for, whatever you want me to do. And focus on that and not on all this garbage. Devil, it's just garbage. James 2:19. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. They know that their time is at hand. They know. They're desperate. They're like a cornered rabid dog. James 4:8, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Don't let the enemy dupe you. This is where he comes at us, in our minds, to try to tell us and get us all messed up and going off on these tangents, like kind of like a false flag event. Well, you said this to so-and-so last week. Okay. He doesn't want you targeted on what's really going on, does he? Don't look here. Look over here. God wants us to be targeted and aiming right at the target. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. It may help you come out of a lot of guilt, too. Thinking, I'm not listening to your reports. If there's something the Lord has to say to me, he'll say it. I don't need any of your input, okay? Devil. Luke 1:37. For nothing will it be impossible with God. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Matthew 16:18. And I tell you, you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Revelation 20:10. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they were tormented day and night forever and ever. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. So I want to encourage you today, because sometimes it gets kind of tough. But the Lord's with us, and he's teaching us how to do this. It'll get to a point where we don't go through what we go through, because we're not used to that. Okay, I have a little bit of intel here. Turn it.